Yeah, I think if you look at our founding, we're owned by a French gentleman from Bordeaux, and he has a history of making wine around the world. He's made wine in sort of 13 countries and 35 regions. And I think part of the story was he wanted to show sort of the history of the island and the beauty of the growing conditions here. And it all leads into this sort of worldwide tie to his winemaking.
Yeah. So what sort of varieties do you have here? You're sort of going for that more European style?
We do. So we make more European style wines. We have 7 varieties, mostly French. So our flagship is Cabernet Franc. We have a bit of Malbec. We have a bit of Grenache, a bit of Shiraz, Semillon, which is our flagship white, a bit of Viognier, and our Italian Ringin, which is Sangiovese.
And so how do those varieties go here with the Kangaroo Island climate?
They do great. So considered a cool climate growing region, and those varieties do very well in the climate here. Really long growing season, not too hot. So we end up with wines that have very good balance of sugar and acidity, the grapes do, and which lead to wines that have a really nice, beautiful finish to them and longevity in the bottle.
And a European growing style as well, closer together?
Yeah, so high density plantings in the vineyard. We have 5,000 vines per hectare, very low yielding plants, about a kilo a vine. So the idea being they have low quantities, high quality.
And I imagine being closer together, there wouldn't be too much machinery that can fit through, so all hand picking?
Yeah, two-legged machines only, yeah.
And so you've also continued the European style of winemaking through the whole vineyard and all the way through to the barrels. Can you tell us the next process that once you've picked the grapes and what you're doing in there?
Yeah, so we have sort of a unique setup in the cellar. We use all concrete fermentation vats, come from Burgundy in France. They double as burial tombs, so we bury the grapes in there, so to speak. The bad joke of the day. Yeah, so these big concrete fermentation vats, the grapes stay in there about 5 to 6 weeks. They go through fermentation and a bit of skin maceration time. And when that's finished, they get pressed off into barrel for about 2 years.
So the concrete vats, what's the difference between them and the stainless steel ones that you quite often see?
Yeah, so we basically use the concrete here in Kangaroo Island because of the climate. So this allows us to use less energy for heating or cooling of the wines. The concrete holds its thermal mass quite well, and so inside tank temperatures are independent of outside temperature.
Are many other wineries using the concrete vats?
The ones we have are unique to Australia, and there are a few older wineries in Australia that have concrete fermentation vats, but really quite a bit different than the ones we use.
And these will last quite a while, I imagine?
I suspect a lot longer than we will, yeah.
We're now in the barrel room. So what's happening in here at the moment? How long have these barrels been filled?
So we have all French oak barrels. Mostly they're called demi-mur, and the demis are 630-liter barrels. They're very large. And we would have basically 2 vintages worth of wine in here. So the wine spent about 2 years in the barrel. Really slow maturation period with really large thick staves on the barrels. So we have this really slow maturation process, and we end up with wines that have a lot of delicacy and elegance to them.
How does that change to what you might see in an Australian wine?
Oh, I think you end up with just a sort of less fruit-driven wines and more wines based on the back palate and the tannic structure of the wine.
What makes the conditions unique here on KI for your wines?
So besides the fact that we're a cool climate growing region, which means we hold acidity in the fruit, we have a bit of a maritime climate here, our influence, which means we have wind, basically. And that wind helps us to grow under more organic conditions. So we don't really use pesticides or herbicides in the vineyard. And we only spray organic chemicals, organic compounds, sulfur and copper. The wind, the other benefit it has, it dries the foliage out for us, which can be detrimental to the vine as far as its water content, but it actually keeps almost all of our mildew problems at bay. And so we have irrigation for the water. So it's a good balance for us to not have to spray chemicals into the vines.
So this sort of the European story, is it something that you're really driving with the marketing of Islander wines?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to stand out for doing something different. And we make these European style wines here because partly it's Jacques' heritage, but also because it's the style of wine that he believes in. And I think the Australian palate is slowly coming around to embrace wines like ours more and more.
What's the next step? Where do you plan to go here on KI?
Oh, I think the idea for us is sort of to really continue down to make these high premium style wines and really focus on what we do best.
And do you just sell here on KI, or where do you send your wines?
So about 70% of our wines get exported from Australia into markets like the UK, into Asia, Hong Kong, China, into the Scandinavian markets. We sell about 30% domestically between sort of the capital cities and about 3% here on the island.
Also, this sort of cellar door experience, you're sort of opening it up for visitors to have a bit more of a look at going from the very beginning to getting the wine into the bottle and tasting it.
Yeah, so we try and show people sort of the full experience here from sort of the growing of the grape down to the processing and the facility all the way to the time it's in your glass. And people get a real appreciation for how much goes into making an individual bottle of wine. We talk about the people who are involved in making those wines, and sort of when the wine touches your lips, you get a feel for how many different people have been involved in bringing that to your palate.